SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the Northern Territory has announced an ambitious plan to boost the number of First Nations police. The government announces it will scrap 500 nuisance tariffs. And extreme heat continues across Southeast Australia. The Northern Territory's top cop has announced an ambitious plan to boost the number of First Nations police on the beat. Police Commissioner Michael Murphy says he wants the force to better reflect Northern Territory society, where 30% of the population is Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. Commissioner Murphy has also banned the Elite Territory Response Group from handing out a satirical award that carried a racist slur in its title. He says the new employment target will help stop racism in the force.
So my aspirational target and set, and it's quite aggressive, is that whilst it'll be gradual, is to have a workforce that's 30% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. And I want them to own it, and I want them to come to me and form a group that can actually share their experiences and actually be empowered to create pathways through the workforce at ranks.
The Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has announced the government will scrap around 500 so-called nuisance tariffs on a range of goods, including washing machines, shoes and tampons. A nuisance tariff is a tax so low it costs more for the government to collect it than the revenue it generates. The government has announced it will cut the 5% tariff on 500 imported goods as part of what Dr. Chalmers has said is the biggest reform of the tariff system in decades. In a speech to his year's Financial Review Business Summit, he has said removing the tariffs will streamline around $8.5 billion worth of annual trade.
It will save businesses more than $30 million in compliance costs each year, 120 over the next four. It will simplify the system, reduce costs, improve supply chain resilience, and make it easier and cheaper for business. And also, and I don't want to overstate this bit, it will provide a bit of extra help with the cost of living challenge by making everyday items just that little bit cheaper.
National's MP Barnaby Joyce has criticised the government's new vehicle efficiency standards, arguing electric vehicles are not suited to the Australian context. The new regulations are designed to encourage car companies to sell more fuel-efficient vehicles, including making electric vehicles more valuable and competitive. But in exchange with Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek on January 7's Sunrise, Mr. Joyce has said electric vehicles are useless in Australia.
Australia's a big nation, 26 million people, and the size of Western Europe. We're completely different to other nations, where they're small, compact, overwhelmingly in a lot of places in Europe, flat. Now, we have different requirements, which means we'd like four-wheel drives. We have to use them for not only work, but for recreation, for family purposes. We've got long distances to cover. And the cost of getting into these things is exorbitantly more different than the cost of the vehicles that are currently there.
The new standards will come into effect next year, introducing emissions targets for fleets of new cars and charging car companies for exceeding that target. The new standards only apply to new vehicles and don't dictate what kinds of cars Australians can buy. The president of Ukraine has hit back at Pope Francis after the Catholic leader made comments encouraging Ukraine to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. Ukraine and its allies have criticized the Pope for saying Kyiv should have the courage of the white flag, a statement many interpreted as a call on the country to surrender. Volodymyr Zelensky made no direct reference to Francis or his comments, but mentioned religious figures helping inside Ukraine.
I thank every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army, in the defense forces, on the front line, defending life and humanity. They support us with prayer, with talk and with deeds. This is what the church with the people is, not 2,500 kilometres away, somewhere to mediate virtually between someone who wants to live and someone who wants to destroy you.
Other European politicians, including the Latvian president and Polish foreign minister, have also criticized Pope Francis's comments. The Palestinian Civil Defense Group says all 10 members of a family living in Tal al-Hawa, west of Gaza City, have been killed in an aerial attack by Israel. The group published a video on Sunday showing rescue teams pulling lifeless bodies from the rubble and wrapping them in blankets. News agency Reuters was not able to independently verify the location or the date when the video was filmed. United States President Joe Biden has expressed his disappointment at the loss of civilian lives and says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must do more to protect civilians.
He has a right to defend Israel, a right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. He's hurting, in my view, he's hurting Israel more than helping Israel by making the rest of the world, it's contrary to what Israel stands for. And I think it's a big mistake. So I want to see a ceasefire.
Palestinians are preparing for Ramadan amid heightened security measures by Israeli police. The conflict and the possibility of widespread famine in Gaza are overshadowing the normally festive Muslim holy month as talks to secure a ceasefire have stalled. Meanwhile, the Israeli government says news it is threatening holy sites like the Al-Aqsa Mosque during the Muslim month of fasting and reflection is false. Police say they will secure the area in order to ensure a peaceful Ramadan. They have arrested 20 people they suspect of inciting terrorism so far. Government spokesman Rakela Karamson says the same number of worshippers will be allowed into the mosque in East Jerusalem as in previous years. Al-Aqsa is one of the holiest sites in the world for Muslims. It's also revered by Jews as a vestige of their two ancient temples. At least 19 people have been killed and 7 others are missing after torrential rains triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Tons of mud, rocks and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain late on Friday, reaching a river that burst its banks and tore through mountainside villages in the West Sumatra province. Head of the local disaster management agency, Doni Yusrival, said rescuers pulled out 7 bodies on Saturday in the worst-hit village and recovered 3 others in neighboring villages. Rescuers retrieved 6 bodies in one area and another 3 in a neighboring district, bringing the death toll to 19. More than 80,000 people have fled to temporary government shelters after the flood and landslide buried 14 houses. Some 20,000 houses were flooded up to the roof in 9 districts and cities in West Sumatra province. And back home, Southwest Victoria is on alert for extreme fire danger as the heatwave continues to scorch the southeast of Australia. The Country Fire Authority warns residents in the Southwest Fire District should activate their bushfire survival plans and monitor news for updates. Cooler conditions are expected from the west during the late afternoon and evening. Senior meteorologist Sarah Scurry has told ABC there was little relief for people trying to sleep in South Australia and Victoria over the weekend.
It's been around 10 to 15 degrees above average, and that's both the minimums and the maximums right across southeastern Australia over this long weekend. Look, there have been some records broken, in particular that's been really hot nights. Melbourne's had a number of March overnight minimum temperature records broken, and there's also been some maximum temperatures.
Ms. Scully says it's not until Wednesday or Thursday that Victoria will see a significant cool change across the state. Australia's Sport Integrity Chief says sport leaders must stop downplaying racism amid a fresh wave of vilification claims. Sport Integrity Australia Chief Executive David Sharp has said athletes guilty of racism should face the same lengthy penalties given to fans in similar situations. He says attitudes won't change until sport brands and their sponsor are willing to drive a cultural shift. Mr. Sharp's comments come after a week when the AFL joined the NRL and Football Australia in being linked to racism claims. And to the NRL now, North Queensland have taken top spot on the NRL ladder after defeating the Dolphins in a 43-18 win. The Cowboys scored 5 first-half tries to lead 13-12 at the break in a display of speed and skill, delivering exactly what coach Todd Payton had called for after the team missed out on last year's finals. The Dolphins suffered an injury when second rower Koneli Lemuelu left the field just before halftime with a knee injury. The new Cowboys center Zach Lebert was outstanding. The Papua New Guinea international sliced through defense, scoring in the second minute. And now looking at the weather around the country, Broome scattered thunderstorms at top of 32, Perth sunny 31, Adelaide mostly sunny 38, Melbourne similar conditions, also 38 degrees, Hobart cloudy 26, Albury Wodonga also cloudy 31, Canberra partly cloudy 31, Wollongong also partly cloudy 27, Sydney similar conditions 29, Newcastle partly cloudy 29, Brisbane a shower or two 29, Townsville possible showers 31 degrees, Cairns a shower or two, 31, Alice Springs sunny 35, Darwin showers and a possible storm on the top of 31, and the Torres Strait Islands isolated thunderstorms on the top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.